Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And it comes from Psalms 118 and 24. Today, we're going to have an open discussion and prayer request with Real Talk with Charlene Sherry, along with Healing Life's Hurts. We welcome everyone to come and call and talk with us, and along with Healing Life's Hurts. And the number to call is 1-347-857-1194. You don't need to use your name or anything, and if you don't feel comfortable talking, you can just say what you need to about your request, or you can go to Healing Life's Hurts at Facebook, on Facebook, and it's a group, and it's a closed group, and you can leave a comment, and you can leave a prayer request if you don't feel comfortable talking on here, and we will talk with you. Today, we want to give you the opportunity to call in and discuss what's on your heart and prayer request you have for us, and we'll lay them at the feet of Jesus and stand in agreement with you. And I want this to be a place to come and share and to feel safe and comfortable and knowing that we don't judge you here. Sherry and I just love you, and we're here to help you and provide you with some scriptures and some prayer and to share our own experiences, you know, and hopefully that would help you through some of the trials and tribulations that you go through and show you that the love of God is strong and He's encouraged us, and we want to encourage you. You know, the Bible says, you know, freely you have given and freely you should give. And that's what Sherry and my heart is all about with this talk show. We're not here to say that we know everything because we don't. We'll hurt with you. We'll cry with you. We'll laugh with you. We'll pray with you. But we'll stand in agreement that God's will be done in your life and that He's here to help you. And, you know, I don't care if you're saved or not. This place is here for you because we just want to love you and show the love of Christ. And if you're hurting, and you have some people in your lives or even yourself, you know, that have a prayer request, please call in today and talk with Sherry and I. And once again, that number is 1-347-857-1194. And we thank you for joining us today. Good morning, Miss Sherry. How are you feeling, honey?
I'm feeling much better than I was a little bit earlier, Sister Shirley. I mean, I just thank the Lord that He's moving on my body today. It's so good to have everybody with us today, and we want to, like Sister Shirley said, help encourage you, you know, and we just pray that, you know, that you'll be able to just turn it all over to the Lord today, your life and everything that's having to do with you, and we're going to pray and ask God to help you pick up all those broken pieces like He has done for us so many times and is still having to do in our lives. You know, because it's a continual thing that you have to just stay on, you know. You just have to keep looking to the Lord for all your needs, and He will supply our needs. So we're gonna talk with you today. We hope that you'll call in, talk with us, and let us know that, you know, we're reaching somebody out there, you know. And we're just praying for you today. The Lord knows who you are, what you're going through, and He knows all about it. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Right now, we have a caller, and if you'd like to say anything, you're welcome to go ahead and say anything. If not, you can just be silent. We're right here. All right. You know, I was sitting here thinking, you know, we always hear this message that we don't know what people are going through, you know. Just by looking at their appearance and everything, you can't judge them because you don't know what they're going through, because they're either going through a storm, coming out of storm, or they're getting ready to go into a major storm. So we just need to look at them and say, Lord, whatever they're going through, help them to get through that and to stay strong and to be encouraged. And if you want me to say anything to them, Lord, that can help them, send us there. You know, because a lot of times we do that, you know. Even myself sometimes, and I admit it, you know, I ain't perfect. But I look at some people and I'm like, well, what in the world are they thinking? Well, the Lord said it doesn't matter what they're thinking, just pray for them. And I have to stop myself and do that sometimes, you know. You ever done that?
Amen. Amen. We have to just keep forgiving, you know, and people will do things to hurt you, and you just have to just keep reaching up to the Lord and asking Him to help you, you know, to be able to forgive that. And even though you don't understand that person, why they did it, but like we was talking on one of our shows there, you never know what that person is going through that's causing them to react in that manner. You just never know, and you can't really judge them. You know, like Sister Shirley said, we just got to pray for them, you know, and be willing to do what the Lord expects of us.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, what you're bringing to my mind, and some people are going to think, girl, are you off your rocker? Well, maybe just a little bit, but that's the way God made me, you know. Sometimes I think if I was to walk into a church with one different shoe on than the other, or a striped shirt and a plaid skirt or something, and just walk in the back with some sunglasses and a wig, you know, and sit back in the back and walk in and just not move or say anything, just disguise myself, how many people would look at me and look at me and say, what is she doing in here, you know? And I would hope somebody would say something to me like that, because I would stand up and I would rebuke them and give them the word of God that every person is a living creature and worth something, and somebody's in your church and you're going to look at the way they dress. So a lot of people, they think they got that peer pressure on them, you know, that they have to live up to other people's expectations. No, we don't. God built us and created us to be what we wanted to be, you know. He already instilled in us and what things we like, what colors, you know, what outfits we want to wear, what shoes you like, or what books you read, you know what I mean? And this world can be so harming to people. And, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again, sticks and stones may hurt my, well, what is it? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. That's a lie from the enemy right there. That is a lie, because those words have cut you and slice you and dice you into so many pieces that you feel like you'll never, never be put back together again. But I got news for you. There's a Lord Jesus Christ out there, and He will put us back together if we just trust and hope and do a lot of the hard footwork and going through some of the painful things that we have to face in order to get better. Sherry, we have a caller, and it's area code 352. Hi, caller. Would you like to speak on something, or do you have a prayer request?
I just wanted to say I follow you pretty much a lot. And, yes, I do live in Florida. And
amen.
I'm your sister.
Well, amen, Miss Kimberly. How are you?
I am good. I am so proud to hear what you're doing.
Oh, I give the glory to God, sis, and you know that.
Yes, ma'am. And, yes, I do have a prayer request. I need some help with finding a job.
Okay.
Okay.
I will certainly keep that in prayer, and we'll ask God to show favor.
Let's have a special prayer right now for Sister Shirley. Let's do that right now. You can lead it or I will. It doesn't matter.
Go right ahead, Sherry.
Dear precious Lord, as we come before you, Lord, with our sister, Lord, that's called in, Kimberly, Lord. I don't know who she is, Lord, but you do, and you know what she's going through, and you know, Lord, these changes that she's having to make in her life, Lord, new changes, Lord. And, Lord, we have to be willing, Lord, to let go of the old, Lord, to have new doors open for us, Lord. And this new door that you've opened for our sister, Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you'll let your favor be found in her, Lord, and in this job, Lord. And Lord, we know, Lord, that when you say it's time to be promoted, Lord, then nothing at all can stop this promotion. And Lord, I just ask you, Lord, to give her the wisdom and the knowledge, and let her just be willing, Lord, to just listen and learn and just open herself up for new possibilities, Lord. You have so much in store for us, Lord. You really do, Lord, if we just learn, Lord, to just open ourselves up to it, Lord, and say, okay, Lord, whatever you want, Lord. And Lord, I ask you, Lord, to do that right now for our sister Kimberly, Lord, on this new job, Lord. Lord, let her be able, Lord, to be a light to the people around her, Lord, that are lost, Lord, and lead somebody to Jesus, that they see you, Lord, in her life. And, oh, what a reward that is, Lord, to know that we've helped lead somebody to you, Lord. And, Lord, I just ask you, Lord, to bless her in every area. Keep her safe traveling to that job. keep her safe traveling back from that job. And, Lord, use her, Lord. And I ask this, and we ask this, we agree, Lord, in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, Sherry asked me this morning, y'all, she said, what's going to be the topic today? And I said, you know what, I'm just going to let the people call in and discuss whatever they need to discuss, whatever's on their heart, and just lay some prayer requests down. And today it was just laid on my heart to, you know, I woke up this morning and I was worried about my friend, and I started praying, and I said, Lord, just give me strength. And, you know, I knew my friend is sick and carrying a heavy burden, and I just asked the Lord to give my friend some strength and healing in her body and give her clarity of mind and just comfort her, you know, and I felt better. And then I get marriage is on my mind today. You know, I'd like people to keep my marriage in your prayers, you know. God's doing a mighty work in my marriage. It's not been easy these last 6 years. You know, there's times I've wanted to run away and hide and just give up. But, you know, that's the old Shirley. This girl here, let me tell you, she stands firm in the Word of God, and I fight for what I want. It's like if somebody's messing with your child, you're going to go out there and do everything you can in your power to help that child to be better and to feel safe. And that's how I feel in my marriage. I'm not letting my marriage go. I'm going to stand and fight my marriage. I ain't going to walk out on my husband either, because, you know, that's not what the Lord wants me to do. He wants me to pray for my husband and be together, because I know, and it's been prophesied, you know, that my husband and I are going to have a mighty testimony, and we're going to have a mighty ministry together, and I'm standing on that word. I'm standing on the Word of God. And so I pray for all those marriages out there today that are struggling and being attacked. And you know, I was looking up some scriptures, and it says a kingdom divided by itself will fall. It cannot stand. And they're talking about, you know, a household cannot stand by itself. You know, it's going to fall too. And you got to stick together. And, you know, it's like I told some friends of mine, you got to go back to when you first start dating each other, and you got to woo each other and do some of the things that you used to do and rekindle that old fire and remember why you fell in love in the first place, you know, and let all that other stuff go, because, you know, it's not going to matter in the end, especially if you're alone again and you think, oh, man, I wish I'd have never done that. Don't have the regrets. You talk about those issues, and they're going to be hard issues, let me tell you, but you're going to work through them, and don't give up and don't walk out. Amen?
Amen. You know, Sister Shirley, Isaiah 1:10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Oh, what some good news, you know, and even in our marriage and everything we're going through, you know. Like you said, let go of all that yucky stuff. Pull up what used to be, because it still can be because of who you serve. And let the Lord strengthen you. Let him strengthen you in your marriage and all you do and all you say. Amen?
Amen. Amen, sis. I'll tell you, you know, life is what you make of it. You can go around and be depressed all the time and just give up. Or you can just put one foot in front of the other and just keep going. You know, that's what I've told you before. We have to force ourselves sometimes, sis, to just get up in the morning and take that breath. And, you know, we need to learn how to be thankful for that first breath, because you have another chance to fight for what you want and look to God for our help. You know, the author, you know, and finisher of our faith, he's right there for us. And he's going to strengthen us, you know, and he's going to help us take that next step. And it's just, how bad do we want to change? How bad do we want things to get better in our life? You know, things don't come easy just because you're a Christian. It don't come easy. You still have to fight trials and tribulations and things, you know, that's not so easy to handle. But, you know, I've learned through Christ and his word that I can overcome these things of the world. And I have a better way of, you know, handling situations. What about you?
Amen. You know, in John 14 and 27, it says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you, you know, as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid," you know. In things that's going to happen to us, you know, people are going to say things, or the person that we love, or husband, or son, or daughter, you know, they're going to say things that's going to bother you. And if we just pull up that peace, you know, and rekindle, you know, the love of God that's in us, it will overflow, and it will flow into our marriages and our relationships, and, you know, and God can, it gives God the opportunity to do for us what nobody else can do. As he said, "I do not give to you as the world gives," you know. This
right.
world cannot give you what the Lord can give you. This world cannot do for you what the Lord can do for you, even in your marriages, even in your relationships, in your health, your finances. There's no way that anything in this world could do for you what the Lord can do. Peace, and you know, his goes far above anything that we can ever understand.
And that is so true. That is so true. I just love the Lord for loving me and not giving up on me. And I think that's what people need to hear today, that, you know, there's only one person in this whole world that will never leave you nor forsake you and never give up on you. They're right there with you. You may not see them, but you can sure feel them. I don't know, care what all them Bible scholars says, you can feel the presence of the Lord in your heart. And I thank him for that. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your love for me, the lost, Lord. I was so lost, Father. No one even wanted to be around me, Father. I was so unlikable, so unlovable, Lord. But you saw something in me that nobody saw. And, Lord, you called my name, and I'm so glad I listened to it, Father. Thank you for loving someone like me, Lord. I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to read today's scripture, not scripture, but it's my daily devotional. If y'all don't mind, I'm going to share it with you. I think it's the 27th day, and it starts out, and this comes from a Joyce Meyer Starting Your Day Right devotional. I love this book, and as soon as I'm done with it at the end of the year, somebody else wants it, they can give me a call or give me a comment, and I'm going to send it to whoever really needs to hear some true love of God and encouragement in their life. This book is yours at the end of the year. Unless you really need it right away, I'll give it to you. It says, "Love God first. Come and see what God has done, how awesome his works in man, on man's behalf." And that comes from Psalm 66 and 5. It says, "We give attention to whatever we love the most. God wants to be first in our life." See Exodus 20 and 3. Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment," in Matthew 22 and 37 and 38. What might happen in your life if you become so intent on seeking God that you hired a babysitter to watch your children or used a vacation day in order just to spend time with the Lord? You can't afford not to spend time with God. Give him your full attention and make it a point to observe all that he is doing for you in your life. And I just love that because, you know, the first thing we need to do in the morning, even if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to get up in the morning, and as soon as you open your eyes, I just want you to say, "Lord, I really may not know you. I know of you. Can you, Lord, for this day?" And you watch how your life starts changing if you do that every day. They say it takes 21 days to start a habit. Well, it takes 21 days to stop one, too. But if you start this habit every morning, when you open your eyes, say, "Thank you, Jesus, for this day. I may not know you, but you know me, and I thank you." You watch and see how your life starts churning out for the better and how different you start feeling in your own heart about things. Amen, Sister Sherry?
Amen, yeah. "When I start my day with you," that's a song that I sing. I have sung several times in church and stuff, and that's what the Lord laid on my heart a few years ago, that's where I was feeling. I was waking up, and I wasn't starting my day with him. And if we'll do that, I'm telling you, it's so much easier. even in my pain and my stress and what I feel in my body even now, you know, I still wake up and I say, Lord, thank you. You brought me through another night, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day, and use me, Lord, this day. Let me be a light to someone. Let me say what you want me to say, Lord. Let me do what you want me to do, because I know that it's going to be so good, you know. You know, in Psalms 46, reading 1 through 3 there, it says, God is our refuge and strength. He is our ever-present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, we're still going to praise the Lord. You know, that's what these scriptures are talking about, and that's what he wants us to do. You know, we've got to praise him through the storm, you know, and to get through to the end of it and get past that storm. You know, there is going to be things that's going to happen to us, you know. But he gives us scripture to go to where we can find refuge and strength. And that is some of the scriptures there we're talking about, where the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, you know. And everything's going to roar, the storm's going to roar, you know. But I go back to that on that with the boat when the storm was so fierce, you know. Is it too fierce for you to hear the Lord speak to you? You know, keep yourself open to him and be ready to hear what he wants you to do, because he is there. You are not alone, and you will be able to come through those storms if you seek yourself in God's word, you know, and find strength from the scriptures. It'll help pull up things in you that you never thought you could ever get through. I look back on my life and I see where the Lord's brought me from, and it's just, it amazes me so many times. I'm like, but Lord, I know I couldn't have done that by myself. You know, I know I couldn't have done that. I mean, I just thank the Lord for what he's done and what he's doing in my life, you know. And, and I pray for each and every one out there, you know, that you'll be able to seek yourself in God's word and find that strength from those scriptures and let him help you get through the storms, you know, and through the things that are so hurtful, your marriage, you know, things that are scary, you know, new jobs, you know, like Sister Kimberly there, you know, things that, you know, we're just kind of doing like Abraham did when we was talking our last show, you know, how that he got inquired for him to walk away from his father's household and just kind of walk away from stuff and took him into strange land there, you know. And that's the way it is with a job. You know, we don't know where we're going. We don't know what's ahead, you know. But we can rest assured when we have the Lord in our life, we know that he's there. We know that no matter what, we may not know our future, but we can know who holds the future, and he'll take care of us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will take care of us all the way to the very end.
Amen. Yes, he does, and he will. And I like that, you know, not exactly sure where the scripture's at. I have it on my mirror in the bedroom. I know it's in Isaiah something. It talks about, even when your hair turns gray, I will carry you, I made you, and I will take good care of you. I just love that scripture. And I just, you know, sometimes when I grew, I feel a little down in my spirit, or my heart feels heavy laden. I just look at that and say, God, you said in your word you're going to take care of me, and I trust in you, you know. And I love that scripture. So, actually, this is you all's day today. We're just going to talk about whatever comes to our heart. But this is for you guys. This is for you, those who are hurting and those who need encouragement and those who need some prayer requests to be answered in your life. You know, this is what this show right here today is all about. It's all about you all. It's not about just me and Sherry. And we have prayer requests too, but we want to hear y'all's prayer requests, and we want to stand in agreement with you. So please call in at 1-347-857-1194. Real Talk Live with Shirley and Sherry, along with Healing Life's Hurts group on Facebook. You know, this girl just came to my mind. She flashed in my eyes, and I'd just like to keep her in prayer, Michelle, and her family, her son and her daughter. And I don't think she'd mind that I share a little bit of her story. She lost her son to suicide a little under a year and a half ago, and I'll tell you what, it's took a toll on her spiritually and physically and emotionally, and she's just hanging on by a thread, and I just feel so awful for her, you know. I couldn't imagine losing my child like that, and even though you and I both know, Sherry, what it's like to lose a child, it's not easy, and it's awful hard to live with every day. But we just lift Michelle up and her two children right now, and we ask, Lord, that you make a mighty move and a mighty change in her heart and her spirit and her life and her circumstances, Lord. We just come against anything that tries to hinder her walk with you and her recovery and healing from her loss, Father. And we know that you can do this because you're a Father of all compassion and love, Lord, and you know more than anything what it's like to lose a child, Father. So, Lord, we just ask that you work on behalf of her request, Lord, that you would just touch her right now, Father, wherever she may be, Lord. She may not even be listening to the show today or anything, Lord, but I know you can send your word and you can heal that servant, Lord, and I just thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for putting her on my heart. In the name of Jesus, we pray all things. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, you got anything on your heart, Sherry, you'd like to share?
Something that just came to my mind, the Lord brought to my mind, you know, to get past the hurt in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
the hurt somebody's done, even the church hurt, you know, who you wouldn't even think it would be, that, you know, but that's where it's at, you know. And to get past the things that are bothering us and seems to be tormenting us in our life, you know, and even with this lady here we just got done praying for, you know, maybe the devil talking to you and telling you, you know, that you just need to go be with your son, you know, and to get rid of you, because Satan knows, you know, what you can do to him. He knows the hurt that God's people can put on him, you know, through him by fair, you know, this praying and supplication and what, just doing that right there, the hurt that, you know, we can put on him, you know, with the affairs and stuff that's going on in our life. We need to have faith. Faith,
yes,
is something that, it's very needful. You know, it's, you cannot please the Lord without having that faith. You know, you got to first have faith in him, to know he's there and know that his scriptures is true. And, you know, and a story that comes to my mind is the Canaanite woman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord just brought that story to my mind of the Canaanite woman and the faith that she had, you know. It reads about it in Matthew, I think, 15, starts 20-something, goes almost 30 there. If you go to Matthew, you can see it. It's in there, you know, and the Lord just brought this story to my mind, you know. And she left the place, Jesus left the place there where he was, and he kind of withdrew himself, and the Canaanite woman was from that vicinity too. And she came to him, and she was crying out to him, and she was crying out to him, Son of David, have mercy on me. And her daughter was suffering from a terrible thing, and she was a demon possessed, you know. And Jesus didn't answer a word. So his disciples, they came to him and they urged him, and they told him, said, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. It was getting on their nerves,
uh-huh.
you know. And he answered, you know, that he was only sent to the lost sheep of Israel, you know.
Right.
And that was the reason why he was sent. But see, later on in Matthew there and stuff, and you find out where that his own was not receiving what he come to do, and that was to set them free. But the woman came and she knelt before him, and she cried out to him even more. You know, Lord, help
mm-hmm.
me, she said. And he replied to her something that would cut and hurt her feelings so deep that I don't know if I could stand it, you know, myself. I thought about this story so many times. And he told her that it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. In other words, that's what
correct.
He was telling her, you know. And she said, yes, Lord. But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from your table, Lord, from the master's table, you know, from their master's table. And but Jesus answered to her and said, he was amazed at the faith that she had. You know, he hadn't found that in his own people, so great her faith. And he told her, he said, woman, you have great faith. And, you know, he requested her grant because, and what she asked her prayer request, because she had that much faith. And, you know, it
That's
says
right.
there that her daughter was healed that very hour. You know, this had to, please the Lord so well, you know, that she was not going to give up. This woman was not going to give up. She kept pleading her case to the Lord. I mean, you may say, well, Lord, I brought this to you, and I know I keep troubling you with it, and you kind of feel guilty about doing that. I know I do. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel guilty. I say, Lord, I know that you can heal my body, you know, but I just keep having to cry out to you, Lord, touch my body, Lord, help me through this day. Lord, do something with this pain that just seems so unbearable. And I was telling Sister Shirley this morning that I see little children, you know, and it just touches my heart so to see how they're battling cancer and stuff. And I just wonder, you know, Lord, how can they do this, you know? How can they get through this? I mean, they seem so up in their spirit and stuff. And I know that the Lord is going to help me with this. I know he is, and I know that I just have to keep crying out to him. You know, be persistent. I want to tell everybody out there today, don't let the devil tell you that you're troubling the Lord. You know, he never grows tired of us. He never gets tired of us. He never gets tired of answering our prayers, you know, and our prayer requests. And I know that many out there, and I don't know of anybody out there that don't have a lost loved one, you know, because we all got them. We all got people in our family that are lost and don't know the Lord yet, you know. And I want to encourage you to just be persistent in your prayers and keep calling out, you know, that husband's name. Keep calling out that daughter's name, that son's name. Keep calling out for their sanctity of their soul, you know, for them to be delivered. Keep calling out for people you know and you love, you know, to be healed, you know. Just keep calling it out, you know. Don't let the devil discourage you not to do that. That's what he'd love to do, is discourage us in everything that is good, because that's his job. You know, that's his job, is to discourage people. And keep reaching out, you know, in prayer and stuff, and be persistent like that little lady was. You know, her great faith, it was gratifying to the Lord. You know, it had to be. He was so touched by it, you know. And within that hour, her daughter was healed, you know. This story can be divided up different ways, you know. But it is not a complicated story. It is not a complicated passage at all. You know, that woman was persistent in what she was asking, and she wasn't going to give up, you know. And, you know, and to have the Lord to say that it is not fit for me to, you know, throw it to the dogs, you know, because that's why he was sent there for. But later on, like I said, it shows all through there after that where he was, it had done started opening up to where that right there on the last, he even told them about his death, you know, which was going to take place, you know. It leads all the way up to that. But, you know, stay persistent, you know, to the Lord in your prayers and stuff, and don't give up, and don't let Satan discourage you to stop you from praying. Start that day out praying, and all day long as you go, and it's hard. I know you can't get down on your knees, and God knows that too. He sees what we have to go through, and it's so hard. It's not even like it was when I was growing up, and Sister Shirley and many of you out there was growing up. It seemed like we just had so much time, you know, on our hand, but now it's so hard, and both family, you know, the leaders in the home, the husband and the wife, they're having to work. They have to work to make ends meet. The Lord knows that. He knows, you know. But, you know, just kind of go with a prayer on your lip, you know, and in your heart, you know, And just keep calling out and just keep being persistent and don't let the devil persuade you to do anything any different, you know, because he will answer that prayer. You know, I have seen even, you know, people that, some of the older people, they've prayed for their family to be saved, and they've went on to heaven, they've been called on to heaven. But then I look around and I see that God is answering their prayer even after they're long gone. So just keep calling out to the Lord and be like this little Canaanite woman was. I mean, give up. She didn't give up, and because she didn't, she got a great reward there. Her daughter was healed within that very hour. You know, Mark 7:24-30 is what points that out, you know, and that he was only sent to the lost children of Israel, you know, the sheep, the lost sheep. But her faith moved the Lord in the right direction and her persistence. And so just keep calling out to the Lord and be persistent in your prayers.
Amen. That was a wonderful testimony there. I enjoyed that. You know, I was sitting here thinking about my children, and I was talking to my oldest son last night, and we were talking about the Lord, and I usually don't talk to him about the Lord because, you know, they get kind of defensive with me, but the Lord made it right. He knew when it was okay to talk to my children, and I thank him for that. But we had a nice talk last night, and I asked my son, I said, "Son, are you saved?" And he said, "Well, Mom," he said, I got saved a long time ago when I was a teenager." And I said, "I know, you used to teach Bible study." I said, "Are you going to church?" And he said, "No." He said, "I want to get back into going to church." And I said, "Well, I wish you would." And I said, "Have you actually asked God to come into your heart and help you and forgive you of your sins?" And he said, "Yeah, I did." And I said, "Well, I need you to rededicate your life, son, because I want you in heaven with me one day." I said, "You know," he said, "but Mom, I got to tell you something." He said, "Me and my younger brother," he said, "we have a problem with it, more Ronnie than him." And I said, "Well, I know, I understand." He said, I will, Mom." He said, "I want to get back into it." And he said, "I knew, I love the Lord." And I said, "I know you do, son." Well, my son Ronnie, you know, he was used to the old mama who used to go out drinking and who used to just, you know, do the fun things, of course, what the world would call it, you know. But to me, it was a hindrance. But when I got saved, it's like I told my son, Dwayne, my oldest, I said, "Look, son, when I got saved, my whole life changed in that moment, in that second, just that quick." I said, "I was so excited that I finally, you know, found someone that loved me for me and who died for me and who wanted to help me." And he said, "I know that, Mom." He said, "But you scared us." And I said, "What did I do?" And, you know, he told me, he said, "Well, you used to go around rebuking us and all this and that and praying out loud and scaring us." And I thought about that, and I said, "Lord," a few days ago, before I even talked to my son, I said, "Lord, forgive me." I said, "I was just so excited. I didn't know how to, you know, act back then. I was so excited that there was a God, and I wanted my children with me so bad, and I just was too hard on them, and it drove them away from God, and my youngest one especially. And I just carry such guilt about that I just, you know, it broke my heart. And it's like I told my son, you know, I didn't know how to act. I said, I just listen to people in churches, you know, say if your children get out of hand with you, you rebuke that spirit in them. And I try to do that, but I did more harm than good, you know. And so I know God's going to turn this around because I repent right now in the name of Jesus for causing my children grief and not being able to even understand my newness, you know, at that time. And I just pray that God, right now, that you fall upon my children, that you would save them, Lord, that you would forgive me for any harm that I've done to them to come to you, Father. That's my mother's request, and any mother's request is that you forgive any wrongdoings that we've done to harm them, Lord, in that, in their spiritual aspect, Father, that you would just renew them and have somebody come and talk to them and touch them so they can give their life to you, Lord, and see what I saw, the newness and the joy and the hope and the desperation, Lord, and just help them, Lord, to know that I did not mean to do this intentionally. I just wanted them saved, and I know I love my children, Lord, and my girls are even going astray, Father, and I just pray, Lord, that you save my family, Lord. You can save a household, and I've seen it, Lord, and I trust in you, Father, to save other people's children and let them see your love and your compassion and the realness of you, God, and the joy and the newness that they felt, they will feel when once they accept you as their Lord and Savior, Lord. So, Lord, I claim it. I receive it from my children, and they're going to receive it, Lord, because you love our children more than we do, Father. And you can do better for our children than we can, Father. So I release my children into your care, Father. And I pray that you would just touch them and send someone to be a mighty ministry, testify in their life in love and compassion and with sincerity, Father. I thank you now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Save my babies, Lord. Save my brothers and sisters who have gone astray that once knew you, Lord. My sister Teresa, Lord, and I pray for her deliverance and her healing and her salvation. And my brother Donnie, Lord, my mother, I'm going to name them all, Father. David, Donnie, Roy, Johnny, Billy, Philip, Sandra, and Teresa and myself, Lord. I just thank you, Father. Help me to be that salt that they need to see in this world, Lord, that is so running ravagely and with all this worldly stuff, Lord. Help them to look at me and my testimony, Lord, and help me to be a witness to them, Father, that I've changed, Lord, and that you've done the changing and that you can help them as well, Father, and set them free. I pray for every family right now, Father God. I lift them up to you, Lord, and I know, Lord, that you're going to touch their lives and their hearts, Father, and you're going to save them, you're going to deliver them. Lord, you're even going to prosper them in the name of Jesus Christ, and I thank you, Father. I just praise you today, Father, and I just thank you for your love and your touch in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Yes, you know, what you just did was out of Psalms 120:1, I call on the Lord in my distress.
Yeah.
It says, and he answers me, and he will.
Yeah.
He will answer those prayers, even long after we're gone. That's what I was saying a while ago. I had seen it happen so many times, but, you know, and I know that you probably heard me say this, and I say this all the time to my friends and people around, that I never said a prayer that the Lord didn't answer one way or another. He's
Amen.
Always answered my prayers. He's a wonderful, wonderful counselor and friend and confidant. You know, he's my everything. You know, if you don't know the Lord out there today, I encourage you just to open up your hearts and open up your lives and just turn it all over to him. And ask him to take up abode in you, you know, in your life, in your hearts. See, our hearts is the inner chambers, and only God can see that, that the person inside, you know, only he can see us, you know. And that's what he looks at. It's not what you wear. It's not how you dress. I mean, you know, fancy or with plenty or whatever. He knows the desires and the intentions of our hearts. That's
yes.
The inner chamber. Lord knows that, and he knows, and he said he would give us the desires of our hearts, you know. So my sister and many out there and myself, we desire to see our children and our lost loved ones, our lost family, and we desire to see even you all that we don't know, you know, to be happy and to be content in your life. And that's going to start with the Lord, by putting your faith. That's where it's all going to start out, and to see that you have a new life. And then after we leave this old world, you know, after we leave this old world, then we get to go to a better place, you know, where there's no sickness, You won't look around in heaven and find one grave. There's none there.
Amen. Amen.
You're there. It's going to be good. And I tell people, I say, and I tell my family, you know, talk to the Lord, you know, get right with him, because you don't want to miss it for the world. You know, this old world is full of stress. And to me, it just feels like that everything that's going on, that it's having birth pains. You know, like a woman in travail, this old world is having birth pains, you know, for the Lord to hurry up and come back, you know. But there's so many that is still lost, and it's the prayers of the righteous, those that are right with him and that love their loved ones and want to see their loved ones saved, that they're saying, wait just a little bit longer, Lord, just a little bit longer. I don't want my family to die lost. I don't want to release them, and you know, into what is of no good, and that's hell and torment, you know. And we just cry out to the Lord, you know, wait just a little longer, Lord. We want to see our family saved. We want to see,
Amen.
And I think that's the only thing, sis, that is just holding the coming of the Lord off right now. I just feel that so strong, you know, in my spirit, that these prayers of the righteous to see their loved ones and their children and their families saved and see them do good and prosper in the Lord, you know, so that they can be promised of that home in heaven, you know. I'm looking forward to seeing what my home's like. So many times in church I sing songs about home, and my pastor said that it just does his heart good to hear me sing those home songs. And I told him, I said, that's because one day I'm looking forward to going home, you know. And he said, but I don't think you're going away soon, sis. And I said, well, maybe not. But, you know, I'll just keep working until it is my time.
Amen. Well, we have another caller on the line, Sherry. You want to take a hold of this one for me? Because right now I'm kind of crying. So I told y'all, you're going to hear his cry. You're going to hear his laugh. You're going to hear his pray. You're going to hear his hurting.
Yeah. People just like you. Amen.
Yep.
Go ahead and talk, honey. We're there.
Well, it dropped. The call dropped. So the call dropped. Uh-huh. Go ahead and finish what you were doing, Sherry.
Lord is just so good, and he's so faithful, you know, to answer and come through for us. We're sorry we missed your call. If you want to try it again, you know, try that number again and just call us and talk to us and just say your prayer request so that we can help you pray, you know, and help you believe, you know. We believe together, you know. That's what we do. Just like Sister Shirley said, we cry, we laugh, you know, we're hurting people. We're just like everything that you feel, you know. And here's the good part about it all, and I know my sister's going to agree with me, everything that we feel, the Lord has already felt it.
Yes.
He has already felt it. That's the reason why that he was made flesh and he was sent to be born in that manger, in a lowly manger, in that fashion. You know, he could have been born in a palace. He didn't even have to. He was in a palace. He was at the right hand of his father. He was in a palace. He didn't have to leave heaven, you know. But, you know, he is there for us. And even though we can't see him, you know, just know that he is. You know, like we said, it's like the wind. You know, you can't see the wind, but you can feel it. You know, there's so much out there that you can't see. But you know that it's real because you experience it and you can feel it, you know. And that's the way it is with the Lord with us, you know. Just invite him in and just let him just fill you up with his presence, because there is nothing that can compare. I mean, no LSD, no cheap high, no alcohol, nothing. Nothing can compare with the presence of the Lord. What it feels like. It is so amazing. Just get in his presence, you know. And
Amen.
Let him do for you what you're needing. He's there. He's there for you. He's there waiting on you.
Amen. Amen.
Are you good, sis?
No, I'm so sorry. Yes, I'm good. I'm so
That's
sorry.
Okay.
Y'all, but, you know, I'm only human, and I got to let things out every now and then and feel better about it after you're done. You know, God takes our tears and he bottles them up. And when we get to heaven, he'll sit there and we'll have so many shelves, I know I do, full of them little tears. And he's going to open up and he's going to see, there I was, there I was, there I was. Every teardrop that falls, there I am, there I was. And I'm so thankful for that.
Amen.
Anyway, I'd like to apologize to the caller.
Talk room for mine.
Amen.
Please, to open up a whole new room, just put all mine in. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Well, I know I've had a wonderful time on here, but time is drawing near to where we're going to have to start getting ready to end this show, and I just want you to know that it doesn't end here, because we're praying for all of y'all, whether we know you or not, you know, because we lift up those who are lost and hurting, and if that's you, you're lifted up in that prayer, and you're included in that prayer, and with your direction, if you need a direction, you know, we're praying for that. Praying for your family, your marriage, your children, your spiritual life, and praying for deliverance and healing and restoration and, you know, prospering. We're praying for all your needs in the name of Jesus, financial. You know, there's some people out there who are homeless. We pray for them that God would intervene in that situation. And we even pray for the churches out there, and we pray that God just get a hold of them, too, and make sure that they're teaching and preaching the true word of God and, you know, showing the love of God and showing, you know, the things that need to be said in the church. And I pray for the youth out there, that, Lord, would get a hold of the youth. Send someone, Lord, to help our youth to get out of these gangs and get out of the drugs and the alcohol and Lord, the murder in spirits, Lord. They just don't have nothing to do, Lord. Send someone to open up doors for them and get them involved in your work and in your business, God. And we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We'll come against any spirit of affliction, which is sickness and diseases, Lord. We just come against that. We pray for your healing and restoration. And, Lord, if the doctors say there's no hope, that's a lie from the enemy, because you are our hope, Father. And we just continue in that hope in you. And we just thank you and we praise you, Lord. Pray for our parents who are up in age, Father, and those who are still young, that you would get a hold of them, Lord, and save them and help them to teach their family and their children there, and continue with the older ones who are saved too, Lord, to continue to pray for their children and their family, Father, because they're the backbone of this family, you know. And I thank you for that, Father. I just love you today. I just praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus.
This, in 1 Peter 5 and 7 there, I want to say this to the people before we close out. He said, cast all of cares on him because he cares for you. He loves you. And all that anxiety and all that stuff that comes from worry and caring about stuff, it's out of our reach anyway. You know, cast it on him because he loves you. And it's not too much for him, but it is for us. It is for us. And you don't have to go it alone. He's there for you. He loves you. And so do we. We don't know you, but we're praying for you. And we're going to continue praying for you.
Yes, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, I got a prayer request for Sherry and myself, you know, together in the ministry and keeping each other strong and encouraged, and you know, that God will keep continuing leading us in the right direction and set our feet and our minds and our hearts upon him, and we walk in the path that he set for us, and that's to reach out to those who are lost and hurting and need prayer and need prayer requests, you know, and unspoken prayer requests that you have. That's all you got to say, unspoken, and hang up. You know, we'll know. God knows what it is. We may not know, but God does, but we know how to pray for it. And I just want to encourage you all out there that are facing life situations, and we all will. We all will at different times. We're all going through something right now. Or, like I said, we're getting ready to go through it, or we already come out of it. But either way, just know that God is there for you, and he sent Sherry and I here to be there for you and others, and we pray over you, and don't feel like you're lost. And the only thing that you can do that's so harmful to yourself and your life and your situation is to be silent. Do not allow the enemy to come against your soul like that. because that brings on defeat and that brings on lies from the enemy that you can't rise above this situation or this problem or this need. And the Bible says, yes, you can. So we're here to encourage you and to lift you up and to help you and to see you through this. And we pray over our groups, Healing Life Church and Coffee Prayer and Share Time, which I also said is on Facebook. And we pray for each and every prayer request up there that's been lifted up. And Lord, we just ask that you have your way in their situation and that you'd help them all, Father, and that you would continue to feed Sherry and I the words and the wisdom and the knowledge, Father God, to know the difference of the things that we say out of our mouth that would be only uplifting and edifying in the truth of your word, Father, and what you show us and speak to our hearts, Father. And we thank you for this radio show, Lord. We thank you for our groups. We thank you for the people that we can touch, Lord. And we just know that you're going to do a mighty work. And don't forget, like I said, this year's theme is going to be victory. We got victory in Jesus, our Savior, forever. And that's an old hymn. It says, victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. Amen. May not sound so good with this cold, but I know the gist of it.
Amen. What was that, Seth? Make him personal. Make him yours today. Let the Lord become yours today. And we want to encourage people on our next program to call in because you know what that does? That encourages us. That lets us know, hey, it's getting out there and that it's reaching somebody. And that encourages us to just keep on keeping on.
Yes, and you know, I just want to say one more thing. You know, in Psalms, I think it's either 95, let me see, Psalms 94, and I just saw it, and in 22, it says, but the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. You can find safety in prayer and knowing Jesus, and he's going to defend you. He's going to set up a standard against those people who come against you and the enemy. You know, you watch and see. Trust in what the Word of God says. Don't trust in me and Sherry. Get your Bible out. Look in Psalms. They got some beautiful prayers in there for protection. Psalms 91. I use that. And sometimes when things are coming against me, I get it and read it out loud and put my name in there, and I put it under my pillow at night, and I sleep, and I rest easy knowing the Lord's got me and got my back.
Yeah.
So you guys be encouraged.
There's no confidence in me because, you know, the Lord could call me out any day. I just want to stay ready to go, you know. And I may have to leave you, but I know one that never will. He said he wouldn't, and he won't.
Amen. Amen. Will you guys be blessed and be encouraged and know that you're not alone and that Sherry and I are here for you, but most of all, the Lord Jesus Christ is right there with you. He's right there. He's waiting for you just to say, here I am, or here I am again, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you for this day. We say that you have a blessed day. Until next time on Real Talk with Shirley and Sherry, you have a blessed week, and we hope that we hear from you soon. And God bless you. God bless you, Sherry.
Amen. God bless you, sis, and God bless everybody out there.
Amen. Have a great day, girl.
You too, honey, and everybody have a blessed day.